Training on May the 17th.
You must have handed that to me, I'm sorry.
Bid awards for Illinois Street Bridge Redeck Project.
Morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
I'm here as a surrogate for HDR Engineering, who has assigned the project management tasks for this particular bid via the MoDOT award. Mr. Hayes can talk a little bit more detail about that in a moment. I'm handing out a copy of the letter of award and bid tabulation that HDR completed after we opened the two responses that we received last week. I assisted in the capacity of advertising this particular bid process. I also assisted by being present at the bid openings, which Mr. Travis Heyer oversaw, and he is out of town today, sent an email to the commission, and you all may already have this. But the two responses on the bid tabulation form resulted in HDR recommending R&J Warren Construction LLC out of Ozark, Missouri. And I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes for any details or summary.
We chose HDR engineering firm to take care of this Illinois street bridge redeck using the on-call list through MoDOT. Basically, they surveyed, wrote up the bid specs and everything, and of course we bid it out. Received the two vendors, and they done a thorough review for all documentation, and then come up with the recommendation we're presenting to you this morning. And, I agree with their recommendation on the contractor. So.
Item number 10, why do you think there's such a price discrepancy?
That structural beam, steel beam, for the bridge, we got to replace the beam and the deck. The beam there currently in place has lead paint, and we need to get rid of that. The cost to use the existing beams would be higher than replacing with new beams. Because of the lead paint.
What I'm asking is why is one company able to do it for $2.06 a pound, and the other's $5.50 a pound?
Different. I'm assuming wherever they obtain their materials, probably use different companies. I also noticed that it's more than double at the one company.
That's what I mean, because everything else is rather equivalent. On the A709 grade 50, is that... I understand that's probably the strength and everything.
That would be the strength, and these beams come with I forget what they call them, but there's welded on studs on there, and that's what the concrete.
Does it have anything to do with the origin of the steel?
I have no idea.
So, if one was a product in the U.S. and another was another product, then would the price difference be matter or no?
I don't know that. I do know that it has a strength requirement. I mean, if it meets all the specifications required, that's what we asked the engineering company to review, making sure their products comply.
Okay. because the main discrepancy in pricing is that, and it's a pretty big difference.
Well, there's quite a difference in number four also.
$5,900 versus $1,850, but yeah. But then if you look at the one above it, removal of existing deck is $24,460 versus $8,694.
Right.
Swap. So I'm just wondering if there's a, that could be, they might have put some of the removals in different areas, you know what I mean?
Could be.
As far as the actual steel structure. There's usually not that big of a discrepancy in price of steel. That's why I was trying to. $2.06 versus $5.50 a pound at 13,000 pounds. That's.
But HDR Engineering checked these out, and that was their recommendation.
Right, and Travis told me if there were any issues, major issues or questions with the award process, that we'd have to table it, and of course it would cause a delay in the project, but for when he'd be available to answer those questions in more detail.
If it meets the specs, I guess. Based on your guys' recommendation, I'm fine with it. So move to award bid for the Illinois Street redeck project to R&J Warren Construction, LLC.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. You know, I got these copies. Yeah, there's some right here.
Okay.
Somewhere I'll take that one and put in mine. Ron, there's three copies here.
Yeah, I gave some extras in case you guys needed them.
Agreement for aggregate rock.
These are just the three agreements.
Right.
That we've already awarded.
Yeah.
So first one, move to approve agreement by and between Taney County and Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company.
Aren't we just doing that as one help under the
I think there's three separate agreements.
There's three separate agreements. Primary to Table Rock.
Frank just put them all in his one letter under one file number. We did it under one file number. Haven't we already approved the...
We've awarded the bids. Now we just need to, these are three separate agreements.
Yeah.
Okay. Second, on the, I would like to add the file number that it's under, if we could. It's under file
sheet.
Number 17.058RB.
I don't have the cover sheet.
I was told
it's right there.
By the legal that it was easier when it came up. If we had that file number in our bid, it was easier for her to go and find the...
amend my motion to include file number 17-058RB.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement by and between APAC Central Incorporated and Taney County, also under file number 17-058RB.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and RNC LLC DBA Buchanan Materials and Tri-Lakes Ready Mix, found under file number 17-058RB.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Amendment to merchant processing agreement. Cotty dated May 4th that the he's reviewed the proposed amendment to merchant processing agreement and approves it to form. This amendment is to an existing agreement with the National Processing Company and the Fifth Third Bank for credit card services for the Taney County Transfer Station. The purpose of the agreement is to save on the processing fees.
Yes.
The county treasurer reports that the fees for 2016 totaled $5,604.06. Reportedly, the new agreement will result in the savings of approximately $1,200 a year. The term of the agreement is for 1 year, commencing May 1st, 2017. The attorney's opinion that the bidding requirements of the statutes do not apply to the amended agreement.
Melanie, do you have anything you want to say on it?
No, I just had Frank overlook the contract to make sure it was okay for me to sign it, and I just need your approval to sign it.
Move to approve the amendment to the merchant processing agreement by and between, which is a contract by and between Taney County and National Processing Company and Fifth Third Bank.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And you'll, aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And Michael had to sign that. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Building and grounds update.
We are here to talk about three things